proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to begin this program with this question. Have you experienced true forgiveness? Unfortunately, many people have never known what it means to be forgiven. The world rarely acknowledges sin. Even more so, cries for justice ring out but seldom calls for forgiveness. But the Bible does speak of true forgiveness that comes in knowing God. On our last program, we took a look into Psalm 32. Here we read the words of David as he experienced the blessings of forgiveness. He did not just give us a general information about this, rather, he shared what he knew and experienced. Although he was forgiven, David understood the effects of sin. Most likely, this psalm is a reflection of his sin with Bathsheba. He hid his sin for about 9 months and suffered internally from unconfessed sin. Indeed, he felt God's heavy hand upon him as chastisement. And when confronted by Nathan the prophet, David acknowledged his sin and found that God delivers those who confess their sin. In the last half of the psalm, David highlighted the availability of God's deliverance. God is ever ready to deliver us. But what does God deliver us from? First of all, he delivers us from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and one day, the future presence of sin. To further expand upon that, God also delivers us from guilt, from hell, from death, from enemies, doubts, temptation, as well as many other things. When overwhelmed like a flood, we know that God will deliver us just like he did with Noah's family. Furthermore, David beautifully referred to God as our hiding place of deliverance. This is found in the person of Jesus Christ. The one who was oppressed by God, in verse 4, now finds God a secure shelter. David then exchanged hiding his sins for a hiding place in the Lord. What a change that was. Now, the delivered is surrounded with songs or literally shouts of God's mercy and grace. Here, the psalmist, instead of singing songs, is being surrounded by God's songs of triumph. In other words, experiencing deliverance and forgiveness will produce in us a heart of worship. Remember that after David was forgiven and restored, he worshipped in the house of the Lord. Truly, God delivers those who confess their sins. At the end of Psalm 32, we find the great joy of forgiveness. When we yield ourselves to God's word and his way, he will instruct and lead us in the best way. Also, God's forgiveness will give us spiritual perception based upon his word. So many who live with unconfessed sins will have a skewed view of life and of God. Rather than being like a horse or a mule that is turned with a bit or bridle, we can be guided by the Lord in a gentle yet firm way. Another aspect of the joy of God's forgiveness is that it provides an atmosphere for us to live in his grace. God's grace is given to heal the sick, not to decorate spiritual heroes. We can rest assured in God's promise in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. By finding joy in God's forgiveness, we are called to celebrate God's mercy and grace in our lives. Just as the prodigal son received grace and mercy from his father, even so, we can celebrate what God has done in our lives when we experience that forgiveness. Truly, God delivers those who confess their sins. The last verse of the psalm reads, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." Psalm 32 is a call to daily faith and daily repentance. God indeed delivers those who confess their sins. As Proverbs 28 verse 13 reads, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but he that confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Have you experienced the forgiveness of God? He is ever ready to deliver you. When you experience his forgiveness, you will have something to sing about. Can you sing a song of deliverance, my friend? Horatio Gates Spafford wrote the familiar hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." And one of the stanzas of the song says this, "My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul." My friend, I hope you, as well as I, can sing with David a song of deliverance. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go to our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.